Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. A low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life. Day 86. Choose your battles wisely. While I have often reiterated the importance of calling people out with kindness, there will be some confrontations that aren't worth your time or energy. Some people are unchangeable and only live to argue and create drama. Some people will continuously push your buttons until you can no longer control your emotional reactions. Those are the people I avoid confrontations with, for the most part. Y'all know I love a metaphor, so if you consider people to be like cars, I like to focus on supporting and correcting the cars who are a little further behind me or broken down on the side of the road, rather than the cars moving really quickly in the opposite direction. I'm not going to waste my time and energy on people moving in a way that doesn't align with the way I'm moving. Because from my experience, it is much easier to help people that are further along in the process than trying to turn an entire car around that doesn't want to go my way anyway. I'm not saying these people aren't changeable over time or we should stop worrying about them, but I recognize the fact that some people won't want to reflect and do better because that's hard work, and that's not my problem. There will be people who say provocative and problematic things simply to get a rise out of you. When you react to that, you actually validate and legitimize their argument. Some people like to provoke. They play devil's advocate simply to get a rise out of others, and it's a trap. Now, the way I like to handle it is with boundaries and say, I don't appreciate people speaking like that, and if you're going to speak like that, I'm going to leave. And I recognize the fact that they will probably continue speaking like that, and I will probably have to leave. But those are boundaries I can control. Bad faith arguments come in many forms. The most common I see is the straw man argument, which is when someone presents a counter argument to something you've never actually claimed, or it exaggerates and distorts your initial idea and it attacks that instead of the other one. You can fight this by calling out that technique and redirecting the argument to the original claim. You can say, we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the rights of whoever or whatever the situation is. Before getting in a confrontation, ask yourself, though, is this problem important? Should I be the one to deal with it? And is this a reasonable person, or are they simply attempting to, quote-unquote, win? Then you can choose your path forward in a less reactionary way. Remember, our responses are the things that hold the power, so don't give away your power. Conflict should never be about one side winning and one side losing. It should instead focus on open dialogue where both parties focus on winning together. Humanity is on the same team, and when we argue, we should be working to get people back on our team instead of creating more division, and we have to recognize that some people aren't willing to do that. When we remember we're on the same team as the person we're talking to, and we remember that we want to get to a common understanding together, it makes the challenge more reasonable. Even still, not all conflicts will end in a tidy resolution. We have to accept that sometimes we will have to cut our losses and let it go. So if the person you're in a confrontation with is not willing to have a reasonable open dialogue and work towards a common goal together, that may not be a battle worth fighting at all. And that's not your fault. Ideally, the unreasonable people will see you walking in your light and want to meet you there with time. So if you have the energy and the wherewithal and want to argue because it's an important argument to be had, more power to you. But remember that some people are just there to wear you down. And you are the only person who can control that power with your reactions. So remember that the next time you're getting into a conflict. Because the only way we can all win is if we recognize that we're all in it together. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.